Some students living off campus have displayed signs in their yards with messages such as "Freshman girl drop-off" and "Drop your daughters here." Barb Haroon considers those examples of blatant and disgusting sexism. She's teaming with Rebecca Buchanan to do something about it. The two women are organizing a demonstration against these signs should they appear when students begin moving back in on Friday. Haroon says it's an issue that's bothered her for a few years.
In 2011, there was one really offensive documented case where there was a mattress, and on that mattress was spray painted "Freshman girl drop off, orientation, August 20th. For me, what that says is it reduces incoming students, particularly female students, to sexualized objects. And so as a community member, as a mother, I find it deeply, deeply offensive.
And has this been a concern for the entire community? Has this like kind of been a known thing? Is this more of like a university thing?
I mean, it's central definitely to Macomb, and so it's a community issue. I don't think on the whole there's anyone who's particularly pleased with the signs, and where I'm coming from as an individual, as a citizen, is simply that I don't think it represents Macomb or the university.
So essentially this is a problem because it's also making the university look bad.
I think that we have a lot to be proud of at our university, at our institution, and in our community. And so we don't want students who are coming in having their first experience to be something that doesn't show that pride in Western, that doesn't show how great the students really are and gives them an environment where they might be fearful or they or parents might be wondering, why am I bringing my child here to Western? Or that first memory to be seeing a sign that says, drop your girls off here, versus welcome to Western, or Western's an institution where we're going to embrace you and give you like some great opportunities. And so those great opportunities sort of disappear or are placed in the background when the first thing we see is this sort of offensive signage.
So what is your plan of action as of now if this were to happen?
We are in the planning stages. If signs do appear, the plan is to peacefully picket during a contained amount of time. Right now, our first priority is safety, safety for those who are picketing, safety of the students. And we would also want to adhere to Macomb City ordinances. We would definitely want the picketing to be peaceful and respectful. The signs that are carried, we are hoping, would be ones that would encourage those who are passing by to also take part in enacting change. And so at this point, it looks like, and this is really, just coming back to this is a really big if. I mean, our hope is that this is the year that the signs do not pop up.
So how do you think the college students will respond? Are you hoping that they're going to, you know, kind of agree with this and take action too?
We know that there are college students who have asked for this to happen, and we would hope that their voices have been heard by the administration, and we'd hope that their voices have been heard by the community and the other students, and they respond to it in a positive way.
So right now it's just a big what if, you know, this could happen, it could not. So you just...
Right. I mean, I will say I've had emails from students who graduated in May asking how they could help with this. And so, I mean, I think that there is definitely a student interest. There are students who have been impacted by seeing those signs, most definitely. And so, you know, our hope definitely is that the student body, it won't be an issue first and foremost, but if it is, that they'll stand with us.
I think that maybe the one thing to add would be, as Barb said, we want people to take some kind of action so that if people do see signage at any time that they find offensive, that they actually contact someone. So they contact the university, they contact OPS, they contact the Macomb Police Department if they find that signage offensive, and feel that they can do that and not feel threatened for doing it.
Mm-hmm. So anyone could come to this protest?
Right. We're asking at this point, we're going to come up with an event page where all of the information will be centralized. We would ask, though, that if you do come, that your signs are respectful, they are not offensive, and that they do not contain profanity. That's something that we're really trying to get across, is that this is – we are hoping that our picketing embodies the respect that we feel each and every student here at Western and citizens of the larger community are entitled to.
That is Barb Haroon. We also heard from Rebecca Buchanan. They are both members of the Western Illinois University faculty, and they're both mothers of young children. The two women are teaming with others to take action against what they feel is offensive to the community. They hope if enough people stand up and say something about it, that it will change the culture of what is accepted and prevent sexist signs from being allowed. I'm Franny Smith, Tri-State's Public Radio News.